You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title: Ask and You Will Receive. Topic: The Truth That Sets You Free. The Truth That Sets You Free. God's Word is filled with wonderful stories, parables, genealogies, and words of wisdom. Today we are going to look at how we can ask God for wisdom, knowledge that is truth, and how that truth will deliver us from death, pain, suffering, and debt, thus how it will set us free. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 to 28, Amplified Bible. Then two women who had become mothers out of wedlock came and stood before the king. And one woman said, "O my lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And the third day after I was delivered, this woman also was delivered. And we were together, no stranger was with us, just we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night, because she lay on him. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me, while your handmaid slept, and laid him in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose to nurse my child, behold, he was dead. But when I had considered him in the morning, behold, it was not the son I had borne." But the other woman said, "No, the living one is my son, and the dead one is your son." And this one said, "No, the dead son is your son, and the living is my son." Thus they spoke before the king. The king said, "One says, 'This is my son that is alive, and yours is the dead one.' The other woman says, 'No, your son is the dead one, and mine is the living one.' And the king said, 'Bring me a sword.' And they brought a sword to the king. And the king said, 'Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other.' Then the mother of the living child said to the king, for she yearned over her son, 'O my lord, give her the living baby, and by no means slay him.' But the other said, 'Let him not be mine or yours, but divide him.' Then the king said, 'Give her, who pleads for his life, the living baby, and by no means slay him. She is the child's mother.' And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had made, and they stood in awe of him, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do justice." A great story of how lies result in death and how truth brings life. The question is, how did Solomon receive this kind of wisdom? 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5 to 14, King James Version. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee, in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honour, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. Solomon asked, pleased God, and he received in abundance. When asking God for something, there is no chant or secret formula or position we need to have. We need to approach God in His will, in His word, in His plan, and glory needs to be given to Him. His will, His word, His plan. Hallelujah. Otherwise, it is already something we know will never happen. Solomon was appointed king over Israel, and in that, he was bound to be judge. Thus, his request for wisdom to judge God's people Israel was in God's will. Wisdom will also give a better understanding of the word, which God wants all to receive. And not just Solomon gave God the glory, but also God's people Israel. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 28, King James Version. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. God will not contradict himself or lie. In that, his word is truth, and his will is revealed in truth. His plan is for all his children to walk in righteousness, coming to him as the Father of life, giving him honor and glory. Seeing how the truth gives life and how lies result in despair and death suddenly starts to shine a whole new light on the statement, ask and you shall receive. Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to 13, Amplified Bible. So I say to you, ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives, and he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds. And to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, evil as you are, know how to give good gifts, gifts that are to their advantage, to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask and continue to ask him? Matthew chapter 21, verse 21 to 22, Amplified Bible. And Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith, a firm, relying trust, and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive. We do ask God in prayer. We praise God in music and prayer. We glorify God by our words, in our daily walk, and in prayer. Anyone can ask God for anything, but asking is just the first half of answered prayer. Trusting God is going to answer our prayer. However He determines it needs to be answered is the difference between receiving anything from the Lord by just asking and just letting that be it, or watching God do the impossible. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 19, King James Version. Verily I say unto you, Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Pray, ask, receive, return. Hallelujah. His will, His word, His plan. Hallelujah. John chapter 15, verse 7 to 8. New International Version, 1984. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. John has written many words of encouragement concerning prayer. One of the most precise and strong statements can be found in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 to 15, Amplified Bible. I write this to you who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on the name of the Son of God in the peculiar services and blessings conferred by Him on men, so that you may know, with settled and absolute knowledge, that you already have life, yes, eternal life. And this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness which we have in Him. We are sure that if we ask anything and make any request according to His will, in agreement with His own plan, He listens to and hears us. And if, since we positively know that He listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know, with settled and absolute knowledge, that we have granted us, as our present possessions, the requests made of Him. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 13, and verse 1 to 3, Amplified Bible. Proverbs has a lot to say about truth and wisdom. When we look back at Solomon, we see that this wisdom was a two-edged sword. It despises the false truth of the world and loves the truth of God. With God's truth, faith, honor, and justice will be followed by abundance, health, wealth, or in other words, true prosperity. In God's prosperity, money, which so many preach about, is just the added part, the least on the ladder. Physical health, spiritual health, a good body, a solid mind, a great relationship with people, and with God, is true prosperity. The wicked is dangerously snared by the transgression of his lips, but the uncompromisingly righteous shall come out of trouble. God loves the lover of truth and righteousness. He encourages those who are set to pursue his truth. Whoever loves instruction and correction loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is like a brute beast, stupid and indiscriminating. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked devices he condemns. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the uncompromisingly righteous shall never be moved. We, you, me, all of us, by ourselves, we are not by any means called the righteous, but by the love of Christ, to whom we are connected, or as verse 3 says, the root of the uncompromisingly righteous, we are made righteous. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 to 31. New International Version, 1984. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before Him. It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. When the Bible speaks of the people of Israel, it speaks of the tree, the olive tree. Many times when the Bible speaks of the followers of Christ, it speaks of the vine. The truth, as adopted children of God, is that we are the ones connected to the trunk of the tree through the branch. We are the sprouts that are set to carry the fruit. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1, Common English Bible. A shoot will grow up from the stump of Jesse, a branch will sprout from his roots. John chapter 15 verse 5, Common English Bible. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, then you will produce much fruit. Without me, you can't do anything. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 17 and verse 22, Amplified Bible. He who breathes out truth shows forth righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God. But a false witness utters deceit. Lying lips are extremely disgusting and hateful to the Lord, but they who deal faithfully are his delight. God has already given us a lifeline to wisdom and correction. This lifeline is called the Holy Bible. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18 to 20, Amplified Bible. There are those who speak rashly, like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is credited but for a moment. Deceit is in the hearts of those who devise evil, but for the counselors of peace, there is joy. No actual evil, misfortune, or calamity shall come upon the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with evil, misfortune, and calamity. In reflecting on these passages, we see that the act of asking God is so much more than a simple request. It is an invitation to step into his divine will, to grow in truth, and to align our desires with his perfect plan. By asking in faith, we allow the Holy Spirit to renew our minds, guiding us to wisdom and righteousness in every aspect of life. Moreover, God's response to our petitions comes with responsibility. As we receive, we bear fruit that brings glory to our Heavenly Father. We become living testimonies of his grace and kindness, offering hope to those around us who long for truth and authentic freedom. Finally, when we ask God for what we need, we do so recognizing that he is a loving Father. His provisions are always in our best interest, and his wisdom transcends our understanding. Trusting in his answers cultivates a deeper relationship with him, one that continually reveals his power, mercy, and unfailing love. May we keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking, confident that our Father hears us and responds with his boundless grace. In closing, with the knowledge we have gained today from our Lord and Savior through the Rhema word of his Holy Spirit, we look at our key verses one more time. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8, Amplified Bible. Keep on asking, and it will be given you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, reverently, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds, and to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be opened. In faith, we keep on asking God to complete us in our needs and growth. We keep on knocking on that door of knowledge and truth, and the door will be opened with the Holy Spirit of truth, knowledge, and righteousness. Hallelujah and amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.